The world's a scary place.
Oh, sure is.
And the most prepared will fare the best when things out of your control go down.
Be prepared. Preparedness.
Lucky for all of us.
Yeah.
With the recent hurricanes, there have been plenty of businesses giving us the chance to load up on being ready.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, of all the commercials we've been getting pounded with, scaring the hell out of us, which stuff do you actually need?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Monsters Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. I mean, you are a news junkie.
Yes.
You watch the national news, every single channel of national news all morning long.
International, local, everything.
You're right. I'm sorry. Yes. And with the hurricanes, you will come in every day with new hurricane facts in North Carolina and Florida, talking to your brothers, all this stuff.
But inside info.
You are a man who makes fun of the preppers.
Yeah.
Folks that are always ready for anything.
The doomers.
But even you have admitted the last couple of days something is happening.
So I'm watching, you know, all the ads are geared right now at disaster when you're watching like the Weather Channel, CNN, Fox, all that stuff. They push all that stuff on you because it's a perfect timing because you're already scared.
Mm-hmm.
Let's push these products on you. So I have been looking into all of them. Even though I'll never use any of them.
Wait, legit?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, so this is working on you,
yeah.
Somebody who was not affected by it in this weather.
But not only that, he calls people who buy this stuff idiots.
Yes. So the first one is the home generators.
Okay.
Because they show like the family, right? And they're sitting down to dinner and all of a sudden the lights go out. And the one family, they're screwed. Hey, the lights came back on. Hey, we're still drinking, having popcorn, watching movies.
So you're talking about the full home generators?
Yeah, the
home,
those like fancy ones that they put in your house.
Okay,
it'll power your whole house. And then they always show guys like, you know, all power went up. We still had ice. We made coffee in the morning. You know, my wife's on certain type of medical equipment, and everything was running fine. So she's still getting her kidneys pumped, and everything's cool, right?
That's great. Yeah.
The second one was these. They've been pushing us on the Weather Channel, these satellite radios that will get, they're emergency radios that give you like all the weather stuff, I guess.
Okay.
So you don't even need batteries. They're hand cranked like old school radios.
Okay.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
And they're not expensive.
Because
I looked them on Amazon, they're $35.
Why are we not buying hand cranked radios?
Right. Then, of course, you got. Well, you know, what if everything collapses?
I don't know. What do you do?
What do you get your food, wise guy?
I don't know. What do you got?
You need to have Patriot Packs in your house.
Patriot Packs?
Patriot Packs. Or...
What does that include?
Everything. 25 to 50 year.
Okay.
You'll be eating stroganoff when everybody else is crying and whining. And then you can also buy seeds to, like, grow your own food into the next generation.
Oh. Like well, they'll sell you seeds?
They'll sell you seeds.
Okay.
And then the other one is gold.
Okay, the gold we've talked about. The gold, which...
Because let's say you know, the bay, everything collapses.
Sure.
For those disasters.
Yeah.
Where are you getting your money from?
Trading gold, I guess.
How are you going to... All your money's gone. Your house has done floated down the old river. But you got gold. Unfortunately, it was in your house.
Can we go back to the seed thing?
Yeah.
Why can't I just buy normal seeds?
Yeah.
So I guess these seeds will last a lot longer. So let's say... there are emergency seeds when you run completely out of food, you're going to start growing food. So I guess they
sounds
last
like they're
longer.
Just seeds.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. The fact that the phrase emergency seeds exists in the world makes me sad.
I know.
Okay. So you see all these things, Tommy, and you are now starting to get swayed.
Well, I mean, you know, you're sitting there with your phones. I go, I wonder what that radio costs. I wonder what this generator costs. I wonder what gold goes for these days.
Have you had to stop yourself from buying any of these things?
I was close to pulling the trigger on that radio.
What do you need the radio for?
Nothing. I don't need any of this stuff. I've never used any of it. I lived in Florida for 20 years.
Yeah.
Went through a hurricane, didn't need any of this stuff. But you get so paranoid the way they scare you on TV. It works.
I mean, it is a brilliant plan. Here's all the scary stories and all of the things that can help.
Right.
Well, I wonder how many homes in our area have generators from the ice storms. Like people that once they went through an ice storm here... And went out and immediately invested. I feel like there are
cheap.
A lot of generators in our area.
There's a bunch in my neighborhood.
Okay, so let's break this down. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Of the main things that they advertise, which of these products would actually be useful for the average person? And let's start with the generator. Because to Kimmy's point, weather can knock out power around here. It seems recently power's just kind of going out for no reason.
You say you have a lot of it.
I never had my power go out. And is there they're fixing the infrastructure and like building new homes in Henrietta? All of a sudden, I'm losing using power a ton in the summertime.
You need to get yourself a generator, son, and some Patriot packs.
But here's the thing. What? With the generator, it serves two purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It allows you to stay safe with, like, hot water, keeping your food edible, electronics that'll give you
life
access.
Life goes on, man.
It also keeps you from going insane, sitting in the dark with no entertainment, as long as the power's out. The problem with the generator, it's also the most expensive thing on the list of stuff you talk about.
Oh, yeah.
What is, I know the power will kick on, worth to you? Like, what do those cost? Are they like $3,000, $5,000?
I think they're like, I guess one for your whole house, probably, I'm guessing 10 G's.
10 grand?
Installation and stuff.
Yeah, don't forget, you got to get a guy to install it. It's got to be sitting on some kind of pad.
Kimmy, can you Google what it costs to install a house generator?
Okay, I'm assuming there's, like, it varies.
By the way, how does that power, if, is it gas?
Yeah, it's like the gas line to your house.
Oh. So, but if the gas line gets severed.
So, that's the other question. Like, don't they never turn the gas off? I know the gas runs underground, so it's not going to get knocked out like a pole.
Sure, sure, sure.
But let's say they got to turn the gas off because there's like a leak somewhere.
I don't know.
Then that thing is dead.
Is there like a backup to it?
Yeah, you got to go out and hand crank it. Big crank.
So based on unit size, installation costs can range from like $5,000 to $12,000.
Okay, wait, so installation? With installation.
With installation.
With installation.
All right, okay.
But you need one for your whole house.
Right. Yeah. Well, or unless you're just somebody that, you know, wants to make sure your fridge, you know, like maybe you pick and choose a few things that you want to make sure are always hooked up to it. Because I do know people with that on a smaller scale.
All right.
So there's that.
Mm.
I don't know, man. Like, I'll be honest with you. I kind of get, like, sucked in by the generator idea. They do a really good job with those commercials.
Bro, they look amazing.
I'm not even, like, scared. I just
the one family is dying. The other one's Netflix and they got popcorn.
And then I guess the other most logical one would be the food supply. Because that would be the one most likely to save your life in case of emergency.
Right?
Because that emergency food supply means no matter what, you are eating something. It also prevents you from having to leave the house in a dangerous situation to find food.
But wouldn't canned food do that?
Well, canned food can only go for so long.
Right, so you rotate it through. Because you'll use some of that stuff. But like this Patriot stuff, or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in bags that you got to heat up with water. So which means I need heat and fresh water to do that.
Well, if you got heat, you got fresh water because you can boil the water.
Right, but let's say both of those things. Like right now, like in some of these places where the hurricane hit, they got no power and they got no water. So like they're trucking in water, but no heat.
Okay.
So you drinking cold stroganoff in a bag with cold water?
But I mean, you would have food. It's not ideal, but you have food. I mean, look, I told you.
Like a case of peanut butter might cover it.
I've talked about this on the air before. I went into a Costco.
Yeah, you bought the emergency pack.
Yes, I saw the emergency pack. It's like 75 meals, and I laughed out loud. And as I kept walking around the Costco, I was like, well, that's actually...
That bucket looks pretty cool now.
And who don't want to eat out of a bucket?
It came with 20 free servings of vanilla pudding, and that's what put me over the top. So it sits in my basement. I felt like such an idiot.
Well, you've never tapped into it?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, I thought you did just out of curiosity.
No, I wanted to, but I'm afraid to crack the seal.
What are you talking about? You got basement pudding. Who doesn't want
basement
that?
Basement pudding.
So the other one they tease you with, the one that makes the most sense, but they push this all the time anyway, even non-emergencies, is the outdoor solar lights that are security lights.
Yes.
Because don't forget, during anarchy, every guy's going to be coming around your house snooping around. But if you have one of these solar lights that has 70 lights attached to it, and it illuminates
like
it illuminates the whole yard, and the guy runs away.
What lights? Oh,
and
no.
And you can install it yourself.
No kidding.
I can't, but yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, watching all the hurricane coverage and stuff going on across the world. I mean, this really counts for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's always something scary on the news. The commercials they're running between them for the generator and the food supply and the water filtration systems and the big, massive first aid kit and the gold and the industrial flashlights. What stuff can people actually use?
I was also thinking, too, when it comes to stuff like that bucket full of food, like, wouldn't you also need... like a clean water source.
Yeah, Tommy was bringing that up when you were on the phone.
You need, like one thing leads to another thing, which leads to another. Like, I don't even know if you could just buy one of those things without needing something else to go with it.
I know there is some dry food in that food supply I got. Okay. So I would be good for a little while without water when you guys are all starving to death like idiots. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. We got it all. We got the backup food, the emergency.
Wait. Hold on. You had it all?
We got it all, just like Rammer and Bacall.
So the generators really aren't that expensive, to be honest with you.
Not for a guy with a $4,000 door. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that door will keep the people out. So anyhow, I mean, right now they're expensive because of the hurricane, but the generator that I got is a it's tri-fuel, so you can use natural gas, regular gas, or propane, so I can go steal Tommy's tank when I really get bad off. But, you know, they're like $2,000. And, I mean, you can power your whole house with a smaller generator. You just can't run everything all at the same time.
Oh, wait, you got a generator from Chinserac?
For what?
You might need chintz on the generator.
I have no idea what your point is there, but anyhow.
I'm trying to. Are you done? Are you done?
The thing is that, you know, now being a grandpa, you know, you're thinking about the grandkids and kids and that they've got what they need. So I wouldn't do a whole house, you know, installed generator. I'd rather have the portable. So if you got a bug out, you can take it with you.
So do you have the emergency food packs?
Yeah, 3 months supply for like 9 people, I think we've got.
Oh, you're set.
It just sits in your basement?
Have you eaten the pudding yet?
No.
Oh, he eats the pudding.
I'm really psyched about the mac and cheese, though. I'm pretty sure that's going to be good.
That's going to be awful. I was the most scared of the macaroni dishes. Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I would like to point something out. And, you know, I like Rammer. Really nice
guy. Who doesn't love Rammer?
Whenever you question any old man that has this stuff.
Oh, so you got the cheap version, huh?
They get so mad.
Because everybody thinks they always went top shelf. But I don't need it.
I think it's more than that. I think it's the idea that guys who do this stuff feel so smart. And look, maybe we'll be eating our words eventually, right?
We'll be eating mac and cheese out of the basement.
If you even question the idea of, like, why did you find that necessary, they immediately get furious.
I know. I told you, I busted my brother in North Carolina. Actually, his wife did, my sister-in-law. Because my brother got stuck up in the mountains, and I'm asking him questions like that, and I go, do they have any food coming in yet? And my brother and sister-in-law do this thing that old people do. They both talk on the phone at the same time through a speaker so they can correct each other constantly and talk over each other. So my brother says, now we knew it was coming, so we stocked up.
Oh.
Immediately my sister-in-law goes, we didn't stock up. We just went shopping, and it just turned out we lucked out. We grocery shopped right before it hit. We didn't stock up because we knew it was coming. But he's like trying to big time me.
We got Facebook messages coming in. Again, talking about the scary commercials they're running on the news, the products you should buy, the generators, the food supplies.
Batteries.
Seeds. Emergency seeds. This comes in from Dave. You know, we were talking about clean water.
Yeah.
Dave says, I paid for a water filtration system both in my house and portable just in case. It's not just for emergencies. Sometimes things can happen, like finding that body in the reservoir. It's important. The most important thing, is to have clean water for everybody.
Okay.
What's a water filtration system for your house cost?
That's got to be, again, thousands of dollars, man.
Because we're not talking like a Brita. We're talking like...
No, you're talking about when it's in the basement.
Okay.
And you got to, like, put salt tablets in those things and crap.
Do you?
Oh.
Salty water?
Well, no. Kind of. I think it kind of cleans it.
Wait, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So the water filtration system, like, that's not even just for the water you drink, right? Like, that would be, like, you're showering with that water and stuff, too?
I don't know. Is it like a hot water heater?
I thought it goes through the whole house.
Okay, yeah, that would make
sense.
So
everything you use is going to be like the best of the best water.
Well, it makes sense, right? Like, I guess in theory, if something were to get into the water system, geez, I'm sorry, drinking soda.
Could you imagine like using your hose outside?
Well, I don't think you're watering the plants in the event of a catastrophic emergency.
No, but
unless you got your emergency seats.
No, but if you have the water filtration system, isn't it just always going?
Yeah, I guess it would. But like, think about it, right? Like, I know it sounds silly to have like water filtration system for shower, but if something dangerous gets in the water, you can't take a shower because if it gets in your eyes, ears, or mouth.
I'm blind.
All right. Well, look, whatever makes you comfortable,
be prepared
that you can afford. Keep that in mind.
Yes.
Go for it.
All right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Give these people your money,
sucker. Seed eating sucker.
Bro, I want to say sucker, but I got the food supply, so I'm just as much of a sucker. Mm. I'm gonna eat some pudding this weekend.
Cheat day dry pudding.
Cheat day.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, is it powdered pudding? You got to put water in it?
I was afraid to open up the bin because I knew if I opened it, I'd start eating stuff.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity. Violent crime can happen at retail establishments.
Oh.
Shoplifting, arguing, fights, potential for mass shootings even.
Jeez.
So this new law signed into action last month here in New York would go a long way to make sure people who work in these places are safer than they were before.
Good.
So why are some stores so freaking against it?
Wait, they're pushing back on it?
Hard.
Why?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, what you got?
Allow me to introduce you to the Retail Worker Safety Act.
All right, that sounds like a good thing.
The bill that was signed into law last month requires retail stores that have 500 employees or more to install a panic button.
Just a big old slap button?
You got it.
Big red button says panic.
The button, which could actually be a big-ass button,
mm-hmm.
or a remote control carried by someone in the store,
yeah.
would immediately contact local law enforcement when it was pushed.
Oh, great.
And when the button is pushed, emergency services would be deployed immediately, and it would provide the location of the employee, like the actual GPS location, who pressed it, so you yeah. can find that person immediately when you get there,
right.
and all of the information that the authorities would need about that specific store.
All right.
And the reason for it is very specific.
Mm-hmm.
In case of violence.
Yeah.
Shooting attempts, armed robberies, major emergencies with customers.
See them every day in the news, man.
You got it. And like when you hear this, mm-hmm. kind of seems like a no-brainer idea.
All right. So why not?
Yeah. What's the drawback?
Walmart specifically has fought hard against this law.
Are they saying why?
They do. They say that false alarms would be too common for this to be effective. They don't really have any data to back that up when they made that argument.
So they don't trust their employees with the technology?
Maybe. That's also possible. Mm-hmm. Also, one other little thing. They say they don't want to have to pay for it in every store.
There you go.
They said that out loud, by the way.
They don't want to pay for
it. Yeah, they said that it's going to be too expensive to implement in every store.
Well, I'm sure they're not making a lot of money at Walmart.
They said this.
They're the richest. If you take the five siblings that are still alive,
yep.
I think they're actually the wealthiest people on the planet.
That makes sense.
I mean, because the fortune got divided up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the largest retailer in America.
Mm-hmm.
They are notorious for not exactly paying their employees well.
Yeah.
And they argued that they should.
I don't want to pay for a button.
A button that could potentially. Yeah.
They don't want
it's
life
an alarm
alert.
System. Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Well, it's a big red button.
Look, you decide for yourself if it was the emergency alarms going off by accident or the money, what Walmart really had a problem with. Now, the law that was signed last month actually doesn't go into effect until January 1st of 2027, and I assume that's so everyone can actually get these things put in.
So it's mandatory, then?
Will happen. Yeah. If you have a retail store with at least 500 employees, yes, this will be in there. This is a good idea, right?
Right.
Okay. Like, I can't see the negative here. It's designed to keep people safe.
Right.
Like you said, we have seen plenty of issues where a faster response could have saved lives.
Yeah.
And that's not the fault of the authorities because, I mean, I think we all fail to comprehend, like, when something horrific happens,
mm-hmm.
it takes someone to pick up a phone, make the phone call, tell where they are,
right.
explain what the situation is. That takes time.
Yeah.
And sometimes when people are running literally for their lives, nobody makes that call.
No.
Right? I mean, not to mention,
what's up?
The folks that work at these places, they make close to minimum wage most mm-hmm. of the time.
Yeah, you ain't getting rich.
You can't do this for them,
mm-hmm.
right? And even if for some crazy reason the button is ineffective, you're still in the same spot you were in before.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you.
It's not going to impede anything.
Okay.
All right.
I think if there is one negative about this law where there will be a big red emergency button or a necklace thing you can wear as an employee. The hardest thing about it.
What's that?
Not pushing the big red button if you work at one of these places.
Oh, you're saying the temptation of it all?
Let's be real. If you see a big red button,
mm-hmm.
you want to push the big
red button. Oh, it's just asking to be punched.
Thank you. The bigger and redder the button,
mm-hmm.
the more you want to push that button. My kids like will go to like play museums, like Strong, for example. Mm. There's a whole bunch of like interactive things.
You're supposed to push those buttons.
But I'm saying if there's a button, I don't care if there's a 4-year-old in my way. I will stand in line because I want to push that button and see what happens. Like there's just something about buttons.
Well, how many times do you need to, like one, pushing the button once, you're satisfied though, right?
I will push the button a couple of times.
Okay.
Can I make another embarrassing?
Sure.
Okay. Sometimes when no one's around,
mm-hmm.
I'll press the flasher button in my car. Just because, like, when I'm driving sometimes.
What do you mean, your emergency flasher?
Yeah, the four ways.
But that's not even, like, a desirable button.
It's satisfying to me.
Okay.
It's just got that little triangle.
Yeah. But, like, if I'm in my, like, there are times, like, when I'm getting ready for work, like, I'm waiting for the car to warm up.
You'll hit the button?
Let's hit the button.
Like, it's an emergency?
There are times when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Where, like, Don't press a button while you're driving, right? Like, I just want to press a button. You don't have a button? You're not addicted to buttons?
Well, I am freaked out sometimes when I see somebody driving down the road. They're not, because sometimes people put those hazards on when they're driving slow. They got, you know, they got like the cars all loaded up. But when I just see somebody just driving, it doesn't look like there's any emergency going on or there's nothing in our car, but they got their flashers on. Why? Why are your flashers on?
I guess they just want to push a button.
Are you trying to get people like out of your way? Like, I got an emergency. I got to get to the hospital.
Maybe. Is that like a thing? Is that a thing we don't know? Like,
but they're not trucking. They're not going speeding.
Fast. Yeah, most of the time they're doing it, I guess, to encourage you to go around them.
I don't know. Yeah, that might be it. Like, hey, I'm here. Go around. Unless they don't realize the four ways are on.
You got to be really dense.
You don't hear it, though.
As a teenager, like, I could see, like, not know, you know what I mean? Like accidentally hitting the button or something and not knowing what it did.
Okay, you say you got to be really dense. How many times do you drive down the highway with one left blinker on for like 10 minutes?
If it doesn't make the noise, mine's really quiet.
Because you're listening to jazz, that loud music.
I always leave it on so I don't forget.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this new law just signed in to act in... You know what I'm saying, here in New York. It is called the Retail Safety Worker Act. Long story short, any retail business that has 500 or more employees will have to install a panic button, either an actual button or like a remote control for an employee. And the idea behind it is in case of a catastrophic emergency, think of like a mass shooting, an assault that's happening inside a store, anything like that, they can just press the button. It will tell the authorities where that person is in the store. It gives all the information. Nobody has to make the 911 call. Nobody has to explain what's going on. The first responders are on their way when that happens. Walmart has been fighting against it. T-Speed writes us.
What's he saying?
I work maintenance in a hospital. There are a lot of false alarms with the necklace panic alarms, even with the panic alarms recessed at a desk. They still get pressed by accident, but not as much. So do we not like the emergency button?
Yeah, but it's still got to be saving lives at the hospital, even with the, you know, the false call.
I guess the argument could be made if you have too many false alarms that even when the alarm goes off for real, you're not going to think it's legitimate.
Yeah, but you still check anyways, right?
I mean, the cops are going to come.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't get it. And like to that point, like if you're Walmart, right? And again, we have seen some horrific stories.
God, yeah.
One seems just, like an easy transition of all the things.
We saw one of the worst of these an hour from us, right? So something that community's still healing from. How do you explain to your employees why you're fighting against this? Because you'd essentially be saying, we don't want to spend the money to increase the odds of you being alive.
Safety.
Right?
Yeah.
Would something like this make you feel safer as a customer? Would that be something you'd think about?
I mean, it's nice to have in the back pocket. Yeah, why not?
Okay. You wouldn't think about it.
I
would it make you change? Like, let's say Wegmans didn't put them in, Wegmans puts them in, Whole Foods won't. Would that make you change grocery
stores? Knew it.
What if Whole Foods put them in and Wegmans didn't? Would you change stores?
No, it's fine. I kind of get it. You know, when it gets to grocery stores.
So it doesn't matter.
Danny might need, you know, tires for the Ferrari.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, I love Wegmans so much.
I understand. I love Wegmans so much. I'm willing for myself.
I would lay down for Wegmans. In many ways.
We got Facebook messages coming in, going back to the button pushing discussion. This comes in from Bob. Bob says, when my kids were younger, they had that fake steering wheel that kids play with. I would play with it myself, just pushing the buttons. Duffy, I also have a button addiction.
All right. So that kind of makes it say that's not good. Because people be jerking around with the button and screwing things up.
What if we made it a switch? I'm less attracted to switches than I am.
Big red switch.
What if we gave you like a fake button? Like that guy likes to push buttons. Let's give him a fake one.
Well, no,
I guess that's why they make all those adult fidget toys. Because just people love to press buttons and flip switches. Hmm. Maybe we need to get you one of those.
You know what? The only thing that would draw me more than a button.
Right.
You know those, like, I guess it's a switch, but it's, like, got the handle at the top, and you, like...
A lever?
Like they did for Frankenstein.
I've never got
a laboratory switch.
Yeah.
We'll put a wall behind you full of levers and buttons, and you can go to town.
No, but I've pressed a bunch of big buttons, and that's fun. Yeah. I've never gotten a switch.
The big switch.
Yeah, the laboratory switch. Yeah. You better hope there's nothing important on a switch if I come across it like that, because I'm flipping that switch.
Well, I wonder how many people miss those on like the old school slot machines, pulling the lever.
Oh, pulling the lever. Yeah.
So when we would go...
Well, no, but you hit a button, so you still get your button fetish.
But here's the thing. Kimmy's right. When we had the events at Finger Lakes, you know, the casino out there, the button's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I did
not
find myself using the lever, because you have the option.
Oh, they still have the lever there?
Some of them still have the lever.
That old one-arm bandit.
It was good. It was a lot of fun. You pull a lever. Look at it go.
Well, it's old-timey.
Like, I didn't even care about the gambling. I just wanted to push buttons and pull levers, man. I mean, this guy is dangerously close to losing his job.
Oh, I mean,
like, could happen as of Sunday.
Yeah.
And it would be sad because he's got a lot of great moments with his career, in his career with the Bills.
Mm.
But I will say this.
What's that?
If he's replaced by this man that came up yesterday, outside of our quarterback, he will be the most popular player on this roster.
Really?
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So yeah. Bills kicker Tyler Bass missed two more kicks on Monday night.
A little rough for the kid.
An extra point and a field goal. And here's the thing. If Jets kicker Greg Zuerlein had not also missed two kicks, I think Tyler Bass would not have a job right now. That being said, the general manager and the coach were asked earlier this week how they feel about Tyler Bass and whether or not he should still be on the roster.
Yeah.
They said that they want to believe in him. They want him to get his confidence back, but this has become a problem. And they then put their money where their mouth was because they admitted they have been auditioning kickers.
Oh, so they're bringing guys in.
They started bringing guys back in this week. It's the second time this season they have brought in kickers to audition for the job. One of those kickers.
Who are they getting?
His name is Harrison Mavis. He is the kicker. He was a kicker at the University of Missouri the last couple years. Mm. He is virally famous for being known as the thicker kicker.
Oh.
Thicker kicker.
Would you like to take a guess?
Like, how would they know?
It's not his penis, you idiot. What?
Or they had a big, thick one or something. Like a big, wide one. I don't know. What else would be thick?
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
He's just a big dude, I'm guessing.
Fat guy.
Oh, he's a fat boy.
Fat? Guy.
Oh,
kicker.
That kind of thing. Thick I always thought they always called that for women.
No. Well, no,
like she's thick.
Yeah, thick kick. T-H-I-C-C. Right. He's so big, he had to call in thick last week.
Okay. So he's a hefty guy.
Hefty
Does
kicker.
That work for a kicker? So, usually those guys are scrawny.
So, but maybe that's what we've been missing, man. Mm-hmm. So
a little bit more ass to the kick?
This kid signed as an undrafted free agent with the Panthers. He was cut coming out of training camp. I don't know if it was because of performance. He only kicked one field goal in the preseason. He made it. Mm. He also won the Lou Groza Award last year.
No.
That's like the Heisman for kickers.
I didn't know they had one.
The Golden Toe.
Okay.
Yeah, so he is a good kicker. At least he was in college. Now, the Bills have not signed him yet. They just auditioned him. But I would think at some point, either the end of this week or beginning of next week, if things don't go well for Tyler Bass, there will be a kicker on the practice squad.
Oh.
But I believe fat guy kicker is what this team has been missing the whole time.
Okay, why?
It wasn't a wide receiver one. It wasn't players to stop the run. Bad vibes have come from nothing but skinny kickers for the Bills over the last 45 years.
But that's all the whole league is.
No.
I've never seen a fat kicker.
Oh, no, there have been fat kickers in the past.
Yeah, Paul McGuire when he was a punter.
I think Penn State, if I'm not mistaken right now, their kicker is huge.
Double whammy, by the way. Fat and glasses.
Yeah.
And glasses.
Oh, and glasses.
Doesn't he wear rec specs?
Maybe.
Damn.
He's so fat he can't see
but
straight.
But he like stands out. Like it's hard to stand out amongst those teammates. And he when he's on the field, like you notice him right away.
So you think this is the way to go?
You know I love my Bills history. And we've had a run of very skinny kickers.
Yeah.
And kickers have been an issue for the Bills throughout their history. The last fat kicker the Bills had set the NFL record for the longest field goal in history at the time.
When was that?
Tom Dempsey, back in the 1970s.
Wait, he played for the Bills?
No, he didn't set the record with the Bills, but yes, he played for the Bills. And for those who don't know Tom Dempsey, not only was he fat, he only had half a foot.
Yes.
He was born with a...
His
foot, on his kicking foot?
Yes.
So if you go to the Hall of Fame, they have his shoe under glass. And it looks like a little lunchbox.
Because of the shape of it?
It was a half a shoe, half a foot.
So the NFL thought that gave him an unfair advantage. And after he retired, they banned anybody with a...
Special shoe.
Yeah, anything that would have an issue like that for being kickers. And Dempsey was pissed. He's like, if I was in the league now, I couldn't play in the NFL.
I feel bad for Bass if he loses his gig to some fat guy.
Look, man, you got to make your kicks. I like Tyler Bass.
You got
Bass.
Like the John Daly of kickers, and that's who's replacing you.
Tell me you wouldn't love to watch a fat kicker every Sunday.
I would, but that other kid, he's probably got some special diet, some kind of insane workout routine that he has to do. You know what I mean? Like, and this guy, this schlub comes in and kicks.
You know what comes with fat kicker? Shockingly scary hits from the kicker.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Because you're the last line of defense in certain situations.
Oh, yeah, chasing a guy down.
No, okay, that's not going to happen because he's fat. Right. But I'm saying, like, there are times where, like, you know, returner will just plow the kicker over, right? Can't
not
do that
guy.
With fat kicker.
Good luck.
Fat kicker gives you a shot.
Okay.
252 WCMF. We're talking about Harrison Mevis. He is a former kicker at the University of Missouri. He auditioned for the Bills this week. No word on whether or not he was signed yet. With the struggles that Tyler Bass has been having, he's a big fat kicker. I encourage you to Google him right now. Harrison Mevis. I love this man. There is a picture of him kicking at the combine where they have the rookies.
Yeah,
and you know they only kick in like t-shirts and shorts.
How bad?
Oh man.
Let's show him?
Yeah. Like the t-shirt, it's one of those things where like he's moving his body. And as a fat guy, you remember, there were certain t-shirts that were so thin.
All of them.
You couldn't wear them.
So do they give his LB stats?
Kimmy, can we get a height and weight for Harrison Mevis, fat guy kicker?
Because you're saying he looks fat.
Oh, he's a big old boy.
Could he be 300?
I don't know how tall he is.
Ooh.
What do we got?
5'11".
Uh-oh. He's 3.
243.
No way! My ass, 243!
Well, because he's short, so it might look bigger. Address.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way that dude is 243.
Well, you know how people lie on the weight. Like, when was that? When was the last time he was weighed? He was down in the Carolinas eating all that fried food.
Think about it, though. He is shorter.
Okay.
So he could look... I mean, it's still a lot of weight for somebody who's 5'11".
Okay, and by the way...
So he's the same weight as Josh Allen.
Yes. And Josh Allen is
6'5".
6'5", and full of muscle.
Mm.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Also, he seems like a guy that's like struggles with his weight too.
Because yo-yo.
Yes, in Missouri, there are pictures where he looks like thinner. Mm-hmm. But the picture of him kicking for the Panthers this year in the preseason.
Yeah, I was gonna say because there's the picture that pops up. It looks like it's his senior year photo from college. And he looks like a definitely big guy for a kicker, but I wouldn't call him fat in this picture. You know what I mean?
And I'm looking. Fat is a bad. I don't want to use the word.
No,
fat.
It's terrible to say.
Fat guy kicker in like the romantic way, but. Here's how you know he's a big kicker.
Mm.
I have said on this show before, and I'll say it again. When you're buying a jersey of your favorite team, if you are a larger man, a fat guy, you cannot buy a single-digit jersey.
I mean,
Like, for example, Keon Coleman wears the number
0. Oh, you can't wear... Oh, I see what you're saying.
Here's why. Because the jerseys get bigger, but the numbers stay the same size.
Oh, yeah.
So it just makes you
comically
look...
large.
Yes, exactly. You look huge. You have to go with Josh Allen or, you know, Dawson Knox or Dalton Kincaid, a double digit.
So what are kickers normally numbered?
You normally go like 0 through 10. Sometimes you see a teen kicker. Mm. He wears a teen number. He's aware of the fat guy one number rule.
So he's a big wide teen.
Yeah. I want this guy so bad. Just sign him to the practice squad. Just sign him to the practice squad just in case. He'd also be popping in the locker room because he'd be buying all of his teammates barbecue sauces, rubs, and cereals.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he'll load up. Like you said, every fat guy will like bond with him.
That's what I mean. I just only feel like we're together on something. I mean, this guy is dangerously close to losing his job.
Oh, I mean,
could happen as of Sunday.
Yeah.
And it would be sad because he's got a lot of great moments with his career, in his career with the Bills.
Mm.
But I will say this.
What's that?
If he's replaced by this man that came up yesterday, outside of our quarterback, he will be the most popular player on this roster.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Bills kicker Tyler Bass missed 2 more kicks on Monday night.
A little rough for the kid.
An extra point and a field goal. And here's the thing. If Jets kicker Greg Zuerlein had not also missed 2 kicks, I think Tyler Bass would not have a job right now. That being said, the general manager and the coach were asked earlier this week how they feel about Tyler Bass and whether or not he should still be on the roster.
Yeah.
They said that they want to believe in him. They want him to get his confidence back, but this has become a problem. And they then put their money where their mouth was because they admitted they have been auditioning kickers.
Oh, so they're bringing guys in.
They started bringing guys back in this week. It's the second time this season they have brought in kickers to audition for the job. One of those kickers.
Who are they getting?
His name is Harrison Mevis. He is the kicker. He was a kicker at the University of Missouri the last couple of years.
Mm.
He is virally famous for being known as the thicker kicker.
Oh.
Thicker kicker.
Would you like to take a guess?
Like, how would they know?
It's not his penis, you idiot. What?
I thought he had a big, thick one or something. Like a big wide one. I don't know. What else would be thick?
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
He's just a big dude, I'm guessing.
Fat guy.
Oh, he's a fat boy.
Fat guy.
Oh,
kicker.
That kind of thing. I always thought they always called that for women.
No. Well, not.
Like she's thick.
Yeah, thick kick. T-H-I-C-C.
Right.
He's so big, he had to call in thick last week.
Okay. So he's a hefty guy.
Hefty
Does
kicker.
That work for a kicker? Because usually those guys are scrawny.
So, but maybe that's what we've been missing, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
a little bit more ass to the kick?
This kid signed as an undrafted free agent with the Panthers. He was cut coming out of training camp. I don't know if it was because of performance. He only kicked one field goal in the preseason. He made it. Mm. He also won the Lou Groza Award last year.
No.
That's like the Heisman for kickers.
I didn't know they had one.
The Golden Toe.
Okay.
Yeah, so he is a good kicker. At least he was in college. Now, the Bills have not signed him yet. They just auditioned him. But I would think at some point, either the end of this week or beginning of next week, if things don't go well for Tyler Bass, there will be a kicker on the practice squad.
Oh.
But I believe fat guy kicker is what this team has been missing the whole time.
Okay, why?
It wasn't a wide receiver one. It wasn't players to stop the run. Bad vibes have come from nothing but skinny kickers for the Bills over the last 45 years.
But that's all the whole league is.
No.
I've never seen a fat kicker.
Oh, no, there have been fat kickers in the past.
Yeah, Paul McGuire when he was a punter.
I think Penn State, if I'm not mistaken right now, their kicker is huge.
Double whammy, by the way. Fat and glasses.
Yeah.
And glasses.
Oh, and glasses.
Doesn't he wear rec specs?
Maybe.
Damn.
He's so fat he can't see
but
straight.
But he like stands out. Like, it's hard to stand out amongst those teammates, and he when he's on the field, like, you notice him right away.
So you think this is the way to go?
You know, I love my Bills history, and we've had a run of very skinny kickers, and kickers have been an issue for the Bills throughout their history. The last fat kicker the Bills had set the NFL record for the longest field goal in history at the time.
When was that?
Tom Dempsey, back in the 1970s.
Wait, he played for the Bills?
No, he didn't set the record with the Bills, but yes, he played for the Bills. And for those who don't know Tom Dempsey, not only was he fat, he only had half a foot.
Yes.
He was born with a...
His foot, on his kicking foot?
Yes. So if you go to the Hall of Fame, they have his shoe under glass. And it looks like a little lunchbox.
Because of the shape of it?
It was a half a shoe, half a foot.
So the NFL thought that gave him an unfair advantage. And after he retired, they banned anybody with a...
Special shoe.
Yeah, anything that would have an issue like that for being kickers. And Dempsey was pissed. He's like, if I was in the league now, I couldn't play in the NFL.
Man, I feel bad for Bass if he loses his gig to some fat guy.
Look, man, you got to make your kicks. I like Tyler
Bass.
You got
like the John Daly of kickers, and that's who's replacing you.
Tell me you wouldn't love to watch a fat kicker every Sunday.
I would, but that other kid, he's probably got some special diet, some kind of insane workout routine that he has to do. You know what I mean? Like, and this guy, this schlub, comes in and kicks.
You know what comes with fat kicker? Shockingly scary hits from the kicker.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Because, like, you're the last line of defense in certain situations.
Oh, yeah,
so,
like chasing a guy down.
No, okay, that's not going to happen because he's fat. Right. But I'm saying, like, there are times where, like, you know, returner will just plow the kicker over, right? Can't
that
do that
guy.
With fat kicker.
Good luck.
Fat kicker gives you a shot.
Okay.
252-WCMF, we're talking about Harrison Mevis. He is a former kicker at the University of Missouri. He auditioned for the Bills this week. No word on whether or not he was signed yet with the struggles that Tyler Bass has been having. He's a big fat kicker. I encourage you to Google him right now. Harrison, M-E-V-I-S. I love this man. There is a picture of him kicking at the combine where they have the rookies.
Yeah.
And, you know, they only kick in, like, T-shirts and shorts.
How bad?
Oh, man.
Let's show him?
Yeah. Like the T-shirt, it's one of those things where, like, he's moving his body. And as a fat guy, you remember, there were certain T-shirts that were so thin.
All of them.
You couldn't wear them.
So did they give his LB stats?
Kimmy, can we get a height and weight for Harrison Mevis, fat guy kicker?
Because you're saying he looks fat.
Oh, he's a big old boy.
Could he be 300?
I don't know how tall he is.
Ooh.
What do we got?
5'11".
Uh-oh. He's 3.
243.
No way! My ass, 243!
Well, because he's short, so it might look bigger.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way that dude is 243.
Well, you know how people lie on the weight. Like, when was that? When was the last time he was weighed? He was down in the Carolinas eating all that fried food.
Think about it, though. He is shorter.
Okay.
So he could look... I mean, it's still a lot of weight for somebody who's 5'11".
Okay, and by the way...
So he's the same weight as Josh Allen.
Yes. And Josh Allen is 6'5". And full of muscle. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Also, he seems like a guy that's like struggles with his weight too.
Because yo-yo.
Yes. In Missouri, there are pictures where he looks like thinner.
Mm-hmm.
But the picture of him kicking for the Panthers this year in the preseason.
Yeah, I was gonna say because there's the picture that pops up. It looks like it's his senior year photo from college. And he looks like a definitely big guy for a kicker, but I wouldn't call him fat in this picture. You know what I mean?
And I'm looking. Fat is a bad. I don't want
to
use the word fat.
No, that's terrible.
Fat
to
guy
say.
No, fat guy kicker in like the romantic way, but. Here's how you know he's a big kicker.
Mm.
I have said on this show before, and I'll say it again. When you're buying a jersey of your favorite team, if you are a larger man, a fat guy, you cannot buy a single-digit jersey.
I mean,
Like, for example, Keon Coleman wears the number
zero. Oh, you can't wear it. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Here's why. Because the jerseys get bigger, but the numbers stay the same size.
Oh, yeah.
So it just makes you
comically
look...
large.
Yes, exactly. You look huge. You have to go with Josh Allen or, you know, Dawson Knox or Dalton Kincaid, a double digit.
So what are kickers normally numbered?
No, you normally go like 0 through 10. Sometimes you see a teen kicker. Mm. He wears a teen number. He's okay. aware of the fat guy one number
so
rule.
So he's a big wide teen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want this guy so bad. Just sign him with the practice squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sign him with the practice squad just in case. He'd also be popping in the locker room because he'd be buying all of his teammates barbecue sauces, rubs, and cereals.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he'll load up. Like you said, every fat guy will like bond with him.
That's what I mean. I just, yeah. you know, like feel like we're together on something. All right.